guys, I'm Avery Angus, a Lake Highland senior, and I'm recovering from an angry, selfish, and controlling heart, same-sex attraction, pride, and overall unchristian values. I'd like to start off honestly by saying that my faith wasn't something important to me until my junior and senior year of high school, and it showed. I grew up in a Catholic household up until about fourth grade, and I never knew why we stopped going. Part of it probably the complaining from my sisters and I, but I knew I was happy my Sunday mornings were left for sleeping in. I've struggled with my angry, selfish, and controlling heart ever since my dad fell into alcoholic tendencies, coincidentally, right after my Catholic faith disappeared. This tainted heart followed me into my freshman year of high school when my parents decided to split and I refused to talk to my dad. My freshman year was also when I entered my small group, though at first I found myself there only for the social aspect. I skated through the beginning of high school wearing my heart on my sleeve, causing me to easily spark arguments with my loved ones and continuously push them away. I found myself often blaming others for my own faults, running to gossip, and sulking in the mindset I had created of expecting others to live up to my own standards. I was falling into lust about other girls, cussing, and unknowingly hurting people around me through my selfish actions. Through this time, I often wasn't going to small group, and if I was, I was sharing surface-level sins, and I hid the ones I thought I'd be judged for, nor did I even admit to myself I struggled with. Junior year, my small group began to get a bit more serious about growing in our faith, and the idea of being in a community group got brought into mind. I look at my community group now, and the now seven of us can admit it took a few tries before we enjoyed meeting once a week. Slowly but surely, my faith grew around the end of 2019, and my community finally came into picture during quarantine. Along with, I reached out to my dad and asked for forgiveness on my decision to ignore him, and he's again one of my favorite people. My faith continues to grow as I learn to ask for biblical advice from my community and friends, and I finally learned that to grow, you have to confess all of your sins. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. It later yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. There's no joy without suffering, there's no lesson without learning, and there's no hope without trying." As now a senior, I confidently say the person I once was didn't have a relationship with the Lord, nor did she even try pursuing one. It wasn't until I surrounded myself with people who did that I learned what it means to be known, loved, and accepted. What I'd like to leave you with is that if you're here for your love of God, your best friend dragged you here, or you wanted to hang out with your small group of leaders, the best way to find your joy again is by trusting the Lord to help you through life. I'd encourage all of you to find people who love and support you the same way my community and friends do, while also showing off complete images of God. You can find your joy after your suffering and pain as long as you give your full heart to the Lord to help you do so. Thank you for listening to my story.